The Munsters 2022. This is a brand new movie by Rob Zombie, which appeared on Netflix recently, and I was sort of excited to see it. Having seen the first trailer, it looked interesting. I hadn't seen the second trailer, and I'm glad I hadn't seen that one, because I would have realized this is going to be a train wreck had I watched the second trailer. The film stars Sherry Moon Zombie as Lily, Jeff Daniel Phillips as Herman Munster, and even Cassandra Peterson was in this film, Elvira herself playing the part of Barbara Carr. Daniel Roebuck as Grandpa or Count Dracula. I thought out of all the characters in the film, the Count was, or Grandpa's character, looked and behaved most like the one from the show from the 60s. This was essentially an origin story in the film. They created Herman Munster with a mixture of dead body parts and brought him back to life with electricity. I don't recall that ever being in the original. I don't think I've seen the entire volume of the original series of the Munsters, but in this one, he was brought to life with electricity. Basically the same story as Frankenstein. He has the bolts in his neck. In the 2022 version of the Munsters, for some reason, I guess the studio decided that they couldn't do the film in black and white, which would have made it more authentic. Instead, they used full colorized, I want to say over the top or highlighted colors effects. And then you had a completely different personality for some of the main characters, like Herman Munster, which is the most important character in the film. He was more goofy. I guess he's always been sort of goofy, but in this one, he behaved oddly. I don't think he probably wasn't a great fit, I think, for this film. If I'm going to give this film a rating right away, just to get it out the window, I did not like this film. I didn't think it was a good homage. I don't think it held true to the canon of the TV show. And I would give this film 2 stars and say do not watch and skip it. And if you really have an inkling or a hankering to watch The Munsters, go on to Peacock, I think it's on right now, and watch it there. It's a much better program. The original had, it's hard to convey or hard to put across how the original series had more warmth in it. I don't know if it was that they were nicer, they took themselves less serious. Anyway, it was just in general a better show, and they were trying to recapture that with this film and failed, unfortunately. Going into the storyline, after they bring Herman Munster to life, somehow Lily, they're living in Transylvania, and Lily sees Herman Munster on TV, and she's instantly interested in him, thought he was good looking. So she arranges to go on a date with him, and she's basically fell in love with him on first sight. Love at first sight. And unfortunately, for whatever reason in the film, these two didn't have any charisma between each other. It just didn't work. I don't think their relationship and how she fell in love with him and him with her, it didn't make a whole lot of sense. So then they go through the steps, they get married. This whole origin story about how before they get married, Herman signs over the house to Wolfman. They lose their house because, I don't know, there was that whole storyline. So they had to move somewhere, and they decided to move to Hollywood or to California in the United States and make a new life there. Of course, when they arrive in America, they arrive on Halloween, and they're like, this place is great. Look at all these people. We're fitting right in. They didn't realize that that was just costumes that people were wearing when they went out on a normal day. They were terrified of the people they saw. That kind of held true to the way the original show was. In some cases, the people would be afraid of them, and they would act like they were afraid of people sometimes. Talking about Grandpa specifically, I thought his look matched the appearance, the way he reacted, and some of the jokes that he told worked. Lily, who is the wife of Rob Zombie in real life, I thought she was okay. She didn't bother me too much. I was more interested in seeing some of the other characters. I wanted to see Marilyn. I wanted to see Eddie Munster. But this film, because it was an origin story, there was no Eddie Munster. There was no Marilyn. This film ended on their second day in their house in Hollywood in Mockingbird Lane, where they moved to in the United States. Going back to Herman Munster, they got a guy who's really tall. I would say he was too tall, but I don't know if you can be too tall for a character like that, but he was just super goofy. It's hard to articulate how he was not the correct actor for this film. Like I said, some of the jokes fell flat, the way he moved around, the dialogue, the writing, I don't think was there. I'm glad they attempted to make something. I was kind of excited to see it, but it just didn't work for me. Again, for all of those reasons, I would definitely say do not see this film. Go back and watch the original Munsters TV series or even any of the movies that they made based on the show. Check those out first. I gave this film 2 stars.